Brendan, it was a pretty fiery game back in round two. Do you have to remind your players not to have that in the memories or anything like that going into this game?
We're a footy club that wants to play on the edge. We're learning to do that. However, at the same time, we're a club that's extremely disciplined, and we expect both this week. We need our team to play on the edge, but just as importantly, we need our team to stay disciplined, which they have all year.
Melbourne talk, I guess, about a similar philosophy about playing on the edge. Can you expand about how you teach that to your players and, I guess, get them to have the right balance?
Well, I think we've got the right balance. We haven't crossed the edge there and had ridiculous reports or anything like that. So it's about maintaining playing the physical parts of the game really well, let it be spoiling, tackling, checking when required, but at the same time, it's not crossing the line. So it's no more complex than that, yeah.
Given that off-the-ball incident, though, could you understand if they're still in players' minds, those sort of things?
Yeah, our players are human. They understand what went on last time. But our players are not only disciplined, they're professionals. And that can be a distracting thought. We need to go out and implement a system and a style, which is most important. That other stuff's a sideshow, really.
One thing you spoke about after last week's game was missed tackles. Is that something that you've addressed on the track this week?
Yep.
How have you gone about that?
We've just trained it regularly, yeah.
Melbourne's midfield, they're missing some key midfielders. Your midfield's been really good. Is there a chance that you can expose them a little bit in that area, do you think, tomorrow?
Listen, they've got good depth, so any player out helps, but that's also really, really dangerous thinking because Melbourne play a strong system in and around the contest, and we need to be ready to play aggressive footy in and around the contest. So not trying to dismiss that they've got a couple out, but that's really dangerous. We've got to go and bring out our style of footy.
How's Jed feeling about his return?
Yeah, he's really looking forward to it. He's had a really good week on the track. He trained Tuesday and Thursday because he was a little bit fresher in terms of his legs not playing last week, so he's ready to go, yeah.
Harry McKay, what's the strategy with him? He's a few times now he's been in squads.
What round are we now?
16.
Round 16 weeks straight I've been asked this question.
I'm just wondering what the strategy is. That to keep him, telling his close? Is it to, I mean, it just seems to be teasing the fans a little bit?
No, I haven't got any agenda of teasing the fans. He's a tool that's required to be on our emergency list in case somebody goes down. We're requiring more consistency from him, and we make really informed decisions on selection. We bring people in on form, and it's no more complex than that. We're waiting for some more consistency from Harry. We'll pull the trigger on his selection when we think that's required. We won't be distracted by external noise. And he's an emergency because if a tall goes down, we need a tall ready. Yeah.
Is there someone who's in doubt?
No. We just always have a tall, by and large. You need to have, in your emergency list, when you name three on it, you'll find usually there's variants. They're not all the same type of player, like three midfielders. You just got to have some cover in each space. So we've got nobody in doubt.
With Caleb Marchbank injured, do you see Harrison McCready as someone who, I guess, can fill a similar role as to Caleb this week?
Yeah, look, disappointing for Caleb that he's injured, but for us this week, we've got a guy who played some solid football last week in McCready, and it's just another investment for the long game of our footy club, getting a first year to play that role. So we've just replaced the role there quite easily.
Given you lost a player last week in Jed Lamb, have you got a view on the red card debate that's been going around this week?
Yeah, I think, Jules, that the red card system won't even be required, provided the AFL deal with scenarios the way they have in the last week or two, and they've put the player's welfare at the top of the agenda. So that was a really strong stance from the AFL, and if that continues, if any incidents occur, I don't think a red card will be required because it just won't be.
Do you think those suspensions are a big enough deterrent?
I do, yeah. Strong. Those sort of suspensions are a strong deterrent for players. They want to be out there and clubs want them out there. So If welfare and the AFL keep that stance, I don't think we'll even have the conversation about red cards, to be honest.
That last quarter, play out last time you played round two, is that part of the rectified by the tackling emphasis?
Yeah, I wouldn't call it a fade out. I know they kicked three or four late. It was just little moments in games where there was a missed tackle or a missed spoil. There's just little things in our game. And I don't think we just capitulated and faded right out of the game or anything like that. It was just being in those situations. And we've been in it four or five times now where we've been in tight games and, in fact, been in front in last quarters. So the more and more we're in that space, eventually they'll turn into wins and our playing group will get more reward for it and an understanding of what to do. But you've got to live it. We're trying to win those games, but sometimes living it's the best lesson.
Happy
Beautiful.
Thank you.
Thanks,
thank you. Thanks a lot.